Chris couldn't have known what part two today was all about, but I do appreciate him listening to the Holy Spirit, because one of the songs that was in our worship, God is prepping us for today's sermon. God is in the waiting. The song also talks about courage, and it's courage is where we're going to land today and where our journey will go. You know, God is a good father. He's an incredible father, and he goes before us to prepare the way. I believe that. Remember what we talked about last week? We're going to start believing what God has said. What God has promised is going to happen. Do you believe what God has promised here at NEC? Because see, it's not just here at NEC, but it's for you personally. We're going to believe what God has said. I'm not going to do a review of last week's message that Pastor Rochelle and I did. I am going to encourage you to go to Facebook or YouTube to watch it live. It's not live, but watch the service online. Or you can go to our website and listen to the audio, because I may make some references to last week, but I'm not going to review it again. It's very, very important that you do so, because Pastor Rochelle and I both believe that this series, Unshaken, is as vital and important as the sermon series I did at the beginning of 2020 when we didn't know what was coming, entitled Transition. So if you've not heard part one, then I'm going to encourage you to go listen to it or to watch the service from last week. It's very important, because we're going to believe what God has said is going to happen here. Amen. That's what we're going to believe. We're going to believe what God said. Now, we live in a world that's being shaken, correct? We're going to be unpacking truths. Pastor Rochelle will be preaching in a couple of weeks. Within this series, we're going to unpack truths concerning not being shaken when the world is being shaken. We are going to see with the eyes of faith the greatness, the goodness, and the faithfulness of our God. Come on, you ought to be going, yeah. I'm going, yeah. The faithfulness of our God to make the promises that he's made to us our reality. The promises of God that he's made to us, that is for you personally too, becomes our reality. Now I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of the Word of God this morning, if you would, if you can. Reading from Psalms 27, verse 14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I petition you now that the Holy Spirit will get our attention in these next moments, and that we will not be distracted by things that don't matter, but we'll open our hearts and our minds to hear your truth concerning waiting and having courage. Because we believe we shall see the promises of God become our reality. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, we unpacked the promises of God last week. We also made it very clear that they had been confirmed. One of those confirmations was concerning God speeding up time. And that was confirmed. I'm going to read that portion of that word again. It says, God will speed up time. What would take years to happen will happen in months. Somebody should have been shouting on that one. You've been waiting a while. What would normally take months will happen in weeks. And what would take weeks will happen in days. Now, in 2020, God has made us a promise that he's going to speed up time. But here's the reality. This is where the rubber meets the road. You're still going to have to be patient. And you're going to have to be brave, and you're going to have to be courageous and not let go of the fact that God said, I'm going to speed up time, and the things that I promise you will become your reality. You're still going to have to be patient. You're going to have to be brave, and you're going to have to be courageous. Because let me tell you something, there's stuff packing in from every direction on top of you, trying to discourage you from believing that. And we're going to have to believe God and believe His Word, believe His prophets. What did we learn about believing the prophets? We shall prosper. We will have our breakthrough. We'll be blessed and we'll have our breakthrough. Now, here in this passage of Scripture, the Hebrew word for courage is just simply to be strong. To be strong. We need to be strong in 2022. We need to be strong because this is the year God said, I'm speeding up time. And the enemy will want to take you away from that reality, and you've got to refuse to lose your focus on God's promises. You have to refuse. The New Testament Greek word, thoros, pronounced also thorsos, means confidence. Man, I love that word. Courage means confidence. When you step out in courage, you have confidence that God will go before you. Confidence. It also means boldness. Now, the Dictionary of Bible Themes, I love what it says about courage. The belief that He will strengthen, guard, and protect His people. Do we have confidence that God will strengthen us? Do we have confidence that He will protect us? Then step out and do what God is saying to do. God is saying, believe the promises and hang on to them and go forward. Don't go backwards. Don't hide out hoping there's no problems. You need to step out in faith and believe. Have your confidence in God that He will do what He said. And in many cases, you're going to have to step out in courage, with courage, and be brave because everything around you may be shaken. But God is promising that you will not be shaken. Well, we believe that. I'm going to really drill down on that in a moment. A pen truth that I've learned, courage, the belief that God will help me persevere, withstand danger, fear, and difficulty. Do I have confidence? Do I have confidence that God will do what He says? Do I have confidence that He will help me persevere? Do I have confidence that He'll help me withstand things that look dangerous to me? Do I have confidence in the fact that He will keep me far from fear and He will take care of me in difficulty? And I'm going to step out with great courage and I'm going to go do what God tells me to do. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what's shaking. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be unshaken because my trust and my confidence is in my God. In the world we live in, that takes courage to step out and even say that in public. We've got to be brave. We've got to be strong. Because it's still God in the waiting. He's going to speed up time. There's been some people already testified to us, some things that just happen like that. But what happens the first time it happens? Then you start expecting it to happen the next time. That's good stuff. You know, now your expectations are getting up. But guess what? It may take just a little bit longer, but if you'll wait patiently and be strong and be brave, you're going to see it happen again and you'll see it begin to speed up. Anybody with me? We can't disengage. We disengage and it slows down. I'm going to go to a very familiar passage of Scripture where Jesus, as usual, has been ministering and He decides that He needs a break. Sometimes I laugh at the disciples, because I think sometimes it wasn't the crowd He wanted to break from. He wanted to break from the disciples. Anybody studied what He went through with the disciples? And He decides He's going to go up a mountain. He's going to have peace, take some time to Himself and just be with God. He sends them across on a boat to the other side. And all of a sudden, a storm is raging out in the boat. All around them, waves. They're terrified. They are convinced they're going to die. Let's pick the story up in verse 25, Matthew 14. And in the fourth watch, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. of the night, He came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified. Now they're double terrified. And said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. Verse 27. "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" I believe that God is speaking to someone right now, this moment, telling you that "I have heard your cry. I see the storm that you're in. But fear not, I am with you. I am here, and you're going to be okay." You need to receive that. You need to believe that, because that's what God is trying to say to you today. And then Matthew 14, verse 28. "And Peter answered," gotta love Peter. "And Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus." Now let me pause here for a moment, because I want to say something so that you listen carefully and let the next two verses I'm about to speak to you impact your life. I believe in that moment, as he's stepping out of the boat, he's stepping out with great faith, great confidence. He's looking at Jesus. You're going to hear this message today, and the last thing you want to do is to step outside those doors and get your eyes on the wrong things and lose what God is saying to you that's going to make a difference. Matthew 14, verse 30. "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid." Pause. He's doing good until he got his eyes on the circumstances and the issues and the storms of life, and now he's got a problem. He's afraid. Do you want to see the promises of God become your reality? I'll say it again. Do you want the promises of God become your reality? You can't take your eyes off of Jesus and get it on all of the stuff around you. "Well, you don't understand. I got to figure all that out." Why? God not big enough? I think he is. I have found in my life, he does a better job with it anyway. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. We can't look at the wind. We can't even listen to the voices of people we care about, because sometimes they'll get you off. You got to stay focused on Jesus. Peter's issue became he began to look at the wind and he was afraid. What was the wind doing? Causing huge waves. What was his focus on? The wind. And he lost his focus on Jesus. It says, "And beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" Verse 31, "Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, 'Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" I put myself in Peter's place when Peter had some time to himself, and I'm sure he's standing in this in a place with his head up against a rock going, "Why did you take your eyes off Jesus?" Anybody been there? We cannot take our eyes off the promises. Are you hearing? You can't take your eyes off the promises. "Yeah, but this happened." So what? Keep your eyes on the promise. Are you making light of that? No, I'm not. But if you get focused on that, and that's where you begin to live, you'll lose the focus of the promise, and guess what happens? You'll forget it. As though it was never promised to you. And then you wonder why things aren't happening. We've got to live by faith and not doubt. Penn Truth. Here's what we cannot do. We cannot stay on the boat. We got to get out of the boat and go where Jesus is at. Are you with me? We got to go where Jesus is at. Where's Jesus? Where's he going? Where's he leading? He's trying to take me to my promise. But if I stay on the boat because I think it's safer on the boat, it may capsize. Anybody been in a capsized boat in your life? would have been better if you had just what? Got on the water and kept your eyes on Jesus. Because the enemy wants to capsize your boat. So the safety, hear me, the safety is having faith in Jesus' words and going in the direction that Jesus is telling you to go. That's where safety is. We must step out of the boat and walk on some water, keeping our eyes on Jesus in the storm. When the storm is raging, it's not time to hunker down. It's time to stand up with courage and be brave and have confidence in God and step out and go for the promise and do not let the enemy rob you of your future. Amen? Don't let him. Even in the middle of the storm. Because you know why? Because Jesus is there. He was in the middle of the storm. He was there. He was not going to let them die. He's not going to let you fail if you keep your eyes on him. Are you with me? Can't fail if your eyes are on Jesus. One of my favorite quotes I've never released from the platform before I'm going to read today comes from C.D. Studd. He was an English missionary, and he taps into real courage. He said, "Some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run in a rescue shop within a yard of hell." That should be our mentality. Come on, church. That should be our mentality. Why would he say such a thing? Because his confidence was in who? The Lord Jesus Christ to take care of him. That's where his confidence is. The Holy Spirit this morning told me early this morning, he said, "I'm going to speak to the church about their lack of confidence in me and their confidence in themselves and in other people and in other things and in books and different stuff." He said, "I need people to get their confidence focused in the right place, and it's in my word and on me." That was from the Holy Spirit, not from me, so you can have a conversation with God. Why is courage so vital? The answer is simple: fighting life's battles. Now let me bring you back into where the battle is. We're thinking about all the battles out here. Where was the greatest battle that Peter fought while walking on the water? In his mind. The biggest, largest, greatest, any word you can come up with, it's in the mind. That's the number one battle. It's in the mind. We've got to take courage and put our confidence in God, in His Word, that He will help me overcome. Joshua and the Israelites. Joshua is now taken over. Moses has died. Now Joshua, one of the spies, along with Caleb, that said, "We can do this." And then all the other ones didn't, and 40 years had to pass before they could finally go into the Promised Land. I am not going to wait 40 years to go into the Promised Land. I'm going to go. Joshua and the Israelites are getting ready to cross the Jordan River to possess the land that God had promised him. "I'm ready to step across the Jordan River and receive the manifestation of the promises God has made to NEC. And to myself personally, and for you." Now, in Joshua 1:9, this is God speaking. He says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Listen, none of us are going to have to do what Joshua did. Probably in our entire lifetime, will we never have to do what Joshua did. But God is encouraging Joshua because he knows Joshua is a human man and that you're looking at all these people. Now you're going to cross the Jordan, and you've got all these battles to fight. I think I would want a word from God that you're with me. And he got a word from God that God was with him. Listen, God has proven to us over and over again and was confirmed in what we shared last week. God is with NEC. And he's going with us across the Jordan River. God knew what they would face. God knew that he needed courage to face it. He knew that Joshua had to put his confidence in the promise of God that he would do exactly what he said he would do. What has God spoken to you personally that he's promised you that he will do? You need to lock on to it. Don't be moved. And you need to pursue it and trust God and have confidence in him that he will do it. And you may have a storm raging around you. You're going to have to rise up and be brave and get out of the boat and go after your promise. Pentruth. Being a Christian is incredibly amazing. There are blessings in abundance in living for Jesus. But there are also battles to fight. You know how you're going to defeat the battles in your mind? There's only one place. Is this your number one read? I'm going to keep asking that question until I have no breath. Is this your number one read? There's battles to fight, and the first one is in your mind. Because you have eyes who see stuff. You have ears that hear stuff. And you got to overcome the battle in your mind that's telling you that won't happen. We have to have confidence in God that it will. We must step forward. We must take the initiative and fight those battles. And taking the initiative and stepping forward is making this your number one read and study. That's the key to winning those battles. And contend for the promises. We have got to contend for the promises. God said he's speeding up time. I'm just getting more aggressive about contending for them. How about you? It's going to take courage to do it. Acquiring courage. To me, it's real simple how we acquire courage. I'm going to give you two things. I could give you six. I'm going to give you two. We have to make a firm decision. There's a piece of what God said to Joshua that gets just run right past. Some of those that I disciple who are wanting deeper things, I share with them all the time how messages and teachings go past verses that we should never go past. In Joshua 1:9, he begins with, "Have I not commanded you?" All throughout God's word, it says, what? Fear not, I am with you. All through his word, he's telling us how we should live our lives, how we should think, and how we should believe. He's telling Joshua, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do you know everybody in this room is a leader in some way? Even you teenagers. You don't realize it, but somebody's watching you. You're leading in some way. And what they need to see from the Church of Jesus Christ is that we're strong and we're courageous. And we follow the commands of God. And we put our confidence in God that he will do what he says. They need to see that from us. Here's what I hear when I read this verse. I've had it, and I'm going to have them put it on the screen. Corey, make up your mind. Are you going to trust me and do what I've told you to do? Guess what? He's not just asking me that question this morning. If so, I will embolden you to follow through. Be courageous. Step out of the boat And God will give you what you need to get there. Because when you step out of the boat, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep your confidence in Him. You can't be looking to the right or the left or behind you. You got to stay focused, and God will embolden you to persevere and get through and see the promise happen. Centuries later, Paul writes in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Again, here's what I hear. If I will determine to obey God's word, get out of the boat, be courageous, be brave, He will strengthen me and give me the resolve I need to obtain the promise of God. Staying focused on Him, obeying His word. Okay, Holy Spirit, I'll say this because this just happened recently. Someone said, "Well, I don't want to spend too much time in the Word because I don't want to be responsible for what it says." They were serious. Next 10 minutes wasn't a lot of fun. Because you know me, I'm going to speak the truth. And they got delivered. Praise God. The Word of God is our lifeline. The Word of God is our lifeline. Number two, remember God's presence. How much time do you spend in your vehicle? Where's your focus? You know, you might want to take some time and practice the presence of God that He's sitting next to you, because guess what? He says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." He's always with you. But do we think about that? Ladies, you're cleaning house. You're not alone. Practice the presence of God. Men, you're mowing the lawn. I know we hate it. You're mowing the lawn, but you're not alone. Practice the presence of God. Joshua 1, we're going to back up to verse 5 and 6. He said, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." Penn Truth, we must always remember that if we are Christians, we're never alone. We're never alone. Never. Did I say that you won't feel like you're alone? No. When you do, remember, you're not alone. God is with you. The same promise echoed to the church in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. I'm going to be reading towards the end of verse 5 into verse 6. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" In 2 Chronicles, King Hezekiah of Judah, I preached on this last year, he faced the threat of invasion from the Assyrians. This one part I kept out, that I'm going to unpack to you today because it's very, very important within this series. He assembled his officers and gave them this stirring challenge, and it's found in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, beginning of verse 7. "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him. For there is another with us greater than all those with him." Verse 8, "With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Now here comes the good part. I love this. It always gets forgotten. Nobody says this. "And the people relied on the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah." They put their confidence in what King Hezekiah said to them. Are we going to put our confidence in what God has promised us? because he will fight our battles. There are more for us than against us. It's just the arm of the flesh out there. We have the God Almighty who created everything on our side. I'm ready. There's been battles already. We released that word last week. There's been some battles. But I refuse to quit. I refuse to step backwards. I refuse to stay in the boat. I'm going to put my confidence in God, keep my eyes on Jesus, and I'm going to see the fulfillment of the promises for NEC. And for me personally, and for my family. God's made me promises for my family. My final statement today. What God said to Joshua, he is saying to us. You're not alone. Every step of your life, I will be there. Let's pause for a moment. Do you believe that? I'm going to say it again. Do you believe that? That he's with you every step of the way. Can I interject this? Throw the stones after I'm off the platform. Get out of his way. Get yourself out of the way. Let him lead. And you follow. Amen? Let him lead. You're not alone every step of your life. I will be there. I have not forgotten you. I am with you. You need only to be strong and courageous. So follow me, keep my word, and I will bless you wherever you go. So be courageous, contend for the promises, and do not let go. And do not let go. I'm going to say it again. And do not let go. We talked about NEC's promises last week. And we're going to believe that they are going to become our reality. But today, God wants to talk to you about the promises he's made to you today. As a step of your faith, stand and say, I'm going to put my confidence in God. And I'm going to get out of the boat. And I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. And I'm going to have my promises. It's important. I'm going to have my promises. I'm going to have mine. And I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let him lead. You know, that was Peter's problem. Peter was always getting in the way. Here's what I envision sometimes with the Holy Spirit. It's like the Holy Spirit had to jump over Peter and say, Peter, get out of the way. I can do this better than you if you'll just follow me. And Peter learned that lesson finally. Are you ready for the promises? You ready to contend for them? Let's get our focus on Jesus this morning. Father God, we come to you and we are standing in faith today, telling you that we're getting out of the boat. Not going to look to the right or the left. We're going to keep our eyes focused on you. We know there's storms that happen. But we're telling you that we're going to be brave and courageous. We're going to have our confidence set in you. And we shall not be shaken. Matter of fact, we're going to be an unshaken house. We're going to be a steadfast house headed to the promised land that you have promised us personally. And we're going to have that as our reality. So today, by a step of faith, I'm saying, God, I put my trust in you. And I'm going to follow you wherever you're going. You may take me into places where I'm going to have to be brave. I'm going to have to be courageous. But I shall be. Because my confidence is in you. You will never leave me or forsake me. You will help me. You will help me persevere. You will help me in times that it seems dangerous. You will help me when the enemy tries to bring fear and it'll be cast down. When difficulty arises, you'll be there. You'll help me. I'll get through that, and I'll stay the course. That, God, is my stand of faith today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.